This video is part of Microsoft's Getting Started on Azure video series for startups. In this video, we'll cover the creation of Azure Resource Groups. Azure Resource Groups provide a method to group interdependent resources and services, such as virtual machines, web apps, databases, and more, for a given application and environment. They allow you to easily manage and delete resources, as well as apply role-based access and permissions. It's up to you to decide how to allocate resources based on what makes sense for your organization, product, team, etc. However, there are several important factors to consider when configuring your resource group. All of the resources in your group should share the same environment, such as dev, test, and production environments, and likely belong to the same application. This means you'll deploy, update, and delete them together. Each resource can exist in only one resource group. You can add or remove a resource at any time through the Azure Marketplace or by moving it from one resource group to another. A resource group can contain resources that reside in different regions. For example, you can have one resource in East US and another in West US exist in the same resource group. A resource group can be used to scope access control for administrative actions. A resource can use resources from another group, for example, multiple apps connecting to a common database. The first step in creating a resource group is to create an empty resource group to house your resources. You can do this by clicking New or by searching for Resource Group in the Azure Marketplace. Click New, then on the search bar, type Resource Group. Choose Resource Group under the list of resources and click Create. Give it a name, default location, and if necessary, choose a subscription. After you create a resource group, you can begin deploying into it. Every resource group defines a default data center location to deploy. When deploying new resources to a group, they'll default to this location, but you can change this to any region you want. For example, have a failover in a different region or be closer to a customer. There are, of course, times when you'll want to delete a resource group by right-clicking the resource group and selecting Delete. You'll be asked to type the resource group name to confirm the deletion. Doing this deletes all the resources contained within it. You can also delete individual resources within a resource group. Be careful when deleting a resource group because there might be resources in other groups that are linked to it. The linked resources will not be deleted, but they may not operate as expected. Naturally, having control over who creates, updates, and deletes a resource group is an extremely important component of creating and managing resource groups. By clicking on the resource and then clicking on Access Control, IAM, you can define what roles have what permissions and assign users to the roles. Resource groups also allow you to export templates to recreate the resources. This is a good foundation to deploy new environments, such as test environments. Now let's look at the Azure Resource Manager. Automation script within every resource group helps you make reusable deployment templates that describe the resources for your application. For example, a website and a SQL database. This simplifies the creation of complex environments for development, testing, and production, and it gives you a unified way to manage and monitor resources. The Resource Manager deployment model provides several benefits. You can deploy, manage, and monitor all of the services for your solution as a group, rather than handling these individually. You can repeatedly deploy your application and be confident that your resources are deployed in a consistent state. You can use predefined templates to define your deployment. You can define the dependencies between resources so they're deployed in the right order. You can apply access control to all resources in a group because role-based access control is integrated into the platform. You can apply tags to logically organize the resources in your subscription. This concludes this video on resource groups. Be sure to check out the other videos in this series. For more information and useful resources, visit startups.microsoft.com. Thank you for watching this video.